Rechotam pei chesam beis by the bottom of that. From Rishum and Levi, Yeshosha olam Moshe lemorum. Amram Malachi Yeshosha tefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shalom, my liyulud isha beinenu. Why are you allowing a human being to be up here? Amalem lekabel Torah. Boy, he came to mekabel Torah. Amar lefan of. They said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chamuda Ganusa. This hidden chamud, desirous object, Shaganusa Lucha, Shamayos, Meshib, and Barbadoris, Kadosh Nivra Ha'adam, which has been by you now for 974 generations before the world was created. So you add up when the world was created, it was given, the Torah was given to the 26th generation. That's 1,000 generations from the time the Torah was Nivra until the Torah was given. And you've kept it by you already for 974, even before the world was created. That's how special it was to you. Atamavakash litna the Basar Vadom. You want to give it to Basar Vadom. Why Enosh Kisiz Kirenu, of Enadom Kisif Kadenu? What is a human being that you should be interested in him? Hashem Adunay no Moa Dishimcha. Keep your heart in the Shemayim. Answer them. Having conversation with Malachim is not necessarily the safest thing in the world. Hold on to the Kisei cover and respond to them. Shenemar me'achez p'nei Kisei. Parshays alav anonoi. So the darshan parshays is the lashon v'amar Rabbi Nochum malamet shepirish shakai meziv shkinasoi v'anono alav. The darshan put his protection over him. Amar lefanov. So now it's interesting. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu responds talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to the malachim. Rabbeinu Shalom, you're talking to the judge. Tarvish atzum noisenli maksiv bo. He said to the Malachim, "Mitzrayim yiradatem, the parish hish tabadatem. Tara lomel tehelochem. So why should you get the Torah? You keep the Torah. That this pasuk is not true about you. Shul maksibo, ohiyel lachoel himachirim. Ben amim atem shriim shoyvdim avodah zorah. You're not being tested in that point. Shuv Maksibo, Zkharsi Mashabas the Kachoi, it's out of order. Kumato Isim Malocha, Shatim Sikham Shvois, Shuv Maksibo, Loisiso, Maso Matan Yeshbuchem. You have business dealings that you might come to swear. Okay. Shuv Maksibo, Kabet Zavicha Vesimecho. The Malachim accepted that, and therefore they cheated Moshe Rabbeinu as an Oyehev. Moshe Ledobre, they gave him, each Malach gave him something. They taught him something. Shenemar Olisa Lamoroim, he went up. Shavisa Shevi, you captured the Torah, that's your Shevi. Lakarta Matanois Vo Adam. Biskar Shekarucha Adam. As the payback for the fact that they originally insulted you and called you Adam, so they gave you, therefore they gave you matanos, lokachta matanos. And af malchum abas masul adaber shenemar vayitan vayitain es akteris ekaper al ha'am vayemer vayamay ben amisim ben echayim vilav demalim mihaviyot. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that the akteris was something which stops the misa? That he only knew because the Malach of Mavis had told him that Keteris is something which stops the Misa. Let's see Rashi. Tav Tav Kuf Al Ayin Dalet, 974. So Chazal say about Payim Shana, or Elif Shana, probably should write. Where is it left? No, okay. But Payim Shana, Shekad Matar, Lo'elam, Ho Yosirim, Dervis, Alalu, Lihibaris, Shenemar, Dervis, Yibel, Lelif Dor, the Torah was given, Lelif Dor. So there was a plan where the world would have 1,000 generations, and then after 1,000 generations, the world would, the Torah would be given. Rashi saw, "Rakash Baruch Hashem, Olam is Kayim, but Lo Torah Kol Kach." It wouldn't last that long. V'Haviron, but Lo Bro'on, V'Nosna L'Chaf V'Av Deres. So Rashi sort of bypassed that step and gave the Torah after 26 generations, which Shrei Shechosu, Harei Shechosu, Tov Tov Kuf Ayin Dalad May Olif. So it says, "Dover Sibel Olif Dor." So during that period of time, beforehand, that all that time, Bereshit moved it, that the he sort of waited to build to bury the world. That whole time, that should only be 26 generations. Mo'adir Shimcha. Adir who. You're awesome enough. You're strong enough right in the world, and you don't need to put your hood down there. You can put your hood in Shemayim. Pirish shaka miziv, the trikin shall parshes. So we're joshing the word parshes is the lashon of prisha, shakai, and ziv. It's a contraction. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kinei yesh b'nechem shetem boim al yodo lidei ritzicha." There is their time. He said, "Do you have loisitzach, loisinov, and loisignov? You don't have any kina. So kina would cause gedeva. Kina would cause niyuf. Also would possibly cause ritzicha." So that's Moshe Rabbeinu Sana was Yev Kino. And I think he's also being Ram as Loisachmud. So the only one which he didn't really talk about was Loisana. Moshele Limda, they taught him something. Ba'onam Beskar. Beskar Shekharfucha, because they insulted you. Karucha Adam, Noitze Me'adama, Lashon Shiflish, they said, "What are you? You're not worthy of consideration." Therefore, they taught him something. Moshele Soidai, Lahakter Machtois Keteris, Beshasa Magefa, to put a machta of incense of the Keteris, and that'll stop Alamed Ben Hamesim Ben Achaim. That'll stop the Misa. Vilav Damer Le the Malachim Mavis. Malachim Mavis had not taught him that. Menlo Yoda Aloy B'Torah Lo Nitzav. It's not written anywhere else in the Torah. And you have to remember the Pashas. This Gemara is going on. If you go understand the Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Morim, that was after Mount Torah. And you could say it's going on before Mount Torah when he went up to the Prisha, the get the Tzibah Prisha, etc. But the Pshuta, like a lot of unfortunate ones, this is talking about after Mount Torah when he came to get the Luchos. And they said, "Well, why are you giving him the Luchos?" Well, the Kleis already had gotten the Seres Dibros, right? Which is why Moshe Rabbeinu specifically responded to the Seres Dibros per se, because Christ already had that. So what's this conversation? The Malchus said, "Well, don't give it to them. It's too late." You know. So the Malchus Tana was that when you, the Malchus Tana was that if you give the Torah down to us now, it's not just you're making Christ the bialim over the Torah, which means the decision of the Bezin down here is binding. So there's, and you have to understand the first minute, they didn't know these points that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. The Ramban says at the beginning of his Hakdamah to Chumash, his Pirshon Chumash. So Ramban says that in Shemayim, all of the letters of the Torah are written consecutively, without words. And there's other ways of dividing it up, and it can be divided up in such a way that all of the Torah is just names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalistic names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's another way to read the Torah, right? It's not only read this way, so you know we cut it Bereshis, Bara, Elohim. You know there's other ways of cutting the words, which would be Kulam Shemus of Shalkadosh Baruch Hu. And if you know the site of that, you'll be able to be Mechayim Mason, he says. So the Malachim Tana was like, you know, this is how you divide it. Like, Moshe says, well, yeah, but there's another way of dividing, which is the way the Bereshit said it to us. And that clearly is what he's referring to us. So therefore, we deserve, you know, that clearly the Bereshit was addressing that the Torah even talked to that level. And furthermore, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing is saying the main function of the Torah was to take the most artistic a person being and lift them up. So the hoyd of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that the Torah should be given to Adam, and Adam will have a certain control over the Torah. I mean, there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia in the Pei Vav. It's a wild Gemara. It's absolutely wild Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a machlokes in Kodesh Baruch Hu and Mesifta Derekiah about a certain case, whether it's Tamei or Tor. This case in Saras, Hilas Nega, whether it's Tamei or Tor. So that itself is like a strange machlokes in Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Mesifta Derekiah. So the Gemara said, okay, who's going to be Machria? Rabbi Bar Nachmani will be Machria. So, they decided they're going to take Rabbi Bar Nachmani. So, but what was the issue? Hachra belongs to the Bezin Shamata. The decision belongs to us, doesn't belong to up there. So they came, and they, you know, before he was Nifter, he was Machria the Psa. The Rama Paskins like Rabbi Nachmani against the Kodesh Baruch. Like, you know, it's like a wild, you know, that's Torah. Torah is the what? Lava Shemayimi, you know. It's like a wild. The Malachim said, you know, we're not really interested in having these earthlings decide our Torah. You know, it's not really. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, that's what Torah is about. It's, okay. Vavra Vishuman Levi. Vishuman Levi is the. We have a few, I think, two more from him. B'shal sheyard Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'asotin v'amar lefanav Rebbeinu Shel Olam Torah heichen hi. So what happened to the Torah? Where did the Torah go? Now, Tosha says, I mean, like, you know, everybody was, the whole world knew about Matan Torah. Where was the Satan? Like, he didn't know about Matan Torah. So he brings from a medrash the fun of Yelach Dover. Shatir the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Malach of Abbas B'shas Matan Torah Shlo Yikachre. He got him busy with something, because if he would have been Mechatre, he could have been Mechatre with, like, they knew the future. This is a nation that's going to be 4 days from now. They're going to be doing the Chatei. You're going to give them Torah? You got to be kidding. So Chazal say that the Malach of Abbas and the Satan. The same person, so he sent them on the shlichus somewhere and got them out of the way, whatever that means. So he comes back and says, hey, what happened? Where's the Torah? So Amar Loi Nesatia Lo Oritz, I gave it down to the Oritz. That means again that the Torah's main place of dwelling at this point in time is down on the ground. Holochetzel Oritz, he went to the Oritz. Amar Lo, Torah Heichen He. Where's the Torah? Amar Lo, Yelakim Hevin Darka. Gershom knows what he's doing. Holochetzel Yam. Amar Lo, Eini Modi. Said, I don't have it either. Holochetzel Tohaim. The depths. Amar Lo, Ein Bi. Shem Amar Tohaim. Amar Lo, Bi He. V'yam Amar Eini Modi. Avadayin Umabes. Amar Baznenu Shemano. Shemoa. We heard that something happened. So, Walter Opsukim and Eev over there. So, Eev was saying that the whole world was saying, we don't know where it's all about. Chazav Armon Lithnei Kadosh Baruch, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Chipasti Bechol Oret, so let me see it. I looked in the round, I didn't see it. Amr Lo Lech Eitzel Ben Amr. So, Halach Eitzel Moshe. Where's the Torah that the person gave you? So we tapped it, we gave it to Moshe. Amaloi, Chima Ani, Shinosan Lia Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah. he didn't answer the question with the Torah was, is he took disagreement with his statement, Torah should not look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshit gave me Torah. Who am I? The Bereshit should give me Torah. What are we talking about? I'm the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe. Moshe, but do you thought? You're lying. I gave you the Torah. Amr Lefana, so he said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Echem Neganuza, Chemur Neganuza, Yesh Lecha, Shata Mishtasheya Bo, B'chol Yoyim, you enjoy the Torah every single day. And he actually Torah asked me, I should claim that I received the Torah. That's a chutzah that I should say such a language even. Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Hoyol B'miyatato Atzmecha, since you recognized you would lower yourself and you said you're not worthy of such a statement. Tikra al shemecha shenemar zikru Torah smersha abdi. The Bereshit that gives the command into Malachi, which is the last nebuah of all of Tanakh, is this, and he says, remember the Torah of Moshe my Yevet.
It seems like that's an honor.
It's a tremendous honor. Right? Right, so the final statement is that the Torah is called Torah Moshe. Actually, there's a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara in the Dorim says that there were certain parts of Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu was given just for his own edification. It wasn't given that he had to pass them on. And Moshe Rabbeinu was noyek ayin toiva ba'atzmoi, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael also. He taught them that also. There was actually parts of the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu was given, which theoretically Klal Yisrael did not have to be given. It was a depth of understanding, whatever it was, that belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. I think I told you once in the Meral Diskin. Meral Diskin said it's called Torah Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who really had a full understanding of what the Torah was saying. Nobody else had that level of understanding like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Took Rashi, one Rashi, but Doya Torah, but to me, he says, are you lying? The author wasn't calling him, saying Moshe Rabbeinu was a liar. He's asking him, what are you doing? Explain yourself. Okay. We get off the tangent, yeah. The Sutton wondered where the Torah was, and but he said it in the wrong. Like, if he would have asked the question, where's the Torah, he would have got an answer. He said, the Torah that the Bereshit gave you, so that got off into this other conversation. Yeah. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, b'shoah sh'olam Moshe l'morim, mitzvah l'kodesh baruch hu sh'ayu kersha k'sorim l'oisius. So Bereshit was putting on the k'shorim, like Rashi, we'll see the tagan you put on top of that, there was k'sorim on the oisius.
I would like to make sure.
So Bereshit says to Moshe, ain't shalom b'ircha. You don't say hello. You don't know how to say hello. I'm in front of Klum Yeshev Shadosh and Shalom the Rabbi. Is it proper for an Eved to say Shalom to its master? I'm like, Hoya Lechol Azreni. Even if you don't say that, but you should have given me a bracha. Amar loy, so Moshe Rabbeinu says back about Tzor, Yigdol no kerech Hashem kasher dibarta, that Bereshit's kerech should be increased kasher dibarta, like you, because Baruch Hu told me to do. So the simple understanding of this Gemara, which is not simple, but. There's a pasuk we say Tinu Oiz Lelukim, so the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim V'Loshen or Nefesh HaChaim talks about this concept how the Ma'isim of the Baruch Hu's Hashpoah on the Bria, Elokim is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's control over the Bria. He's the tag of Bala Yecheles Bala Kerches Kulam. That's what Elokim means. So that is Bereshit's control over the Bria, which is expressed with Lakim as a Midas Adin. The Hashpoah is measured. So the hashpoah to the bria depends on Klal Yisrael. The amount, the way Klal Yisrael is acting, that will decide how much Bereshit is going to turn on the faucet. So Bereshit wants to turn on the faucet as much as possible, wants to give as much as possible, but he made a decision that he's going to decide that based on the actions of Klal Yisrael. So we, in a certain sense, can strengthen him. We could give him the ability to give what he wants to do. We're going to give him strength, because without us, he can't do it. That's how he set up the world. Actually, I saw from the Gaon. The Gaon says that the idea of a bris, you know, you he's also increases bris, you know, so he recurs bris. What does it mean? See, this is a beautiful pshat. He says that the idea of a bris is two people which are taking leave of each other, and they want to remember each other, so they take away that which is most dear to them and they give it to the other person. So they'll always remember the other person, because that which is most dear to them they've left with that other person. So Klal Yisrael gives the Kadosh Baruch Hu our lives. That's the most dear thing which we have. Moshe Mashman gives the most dear thing which he has to him is he wants to give Taiva to the world, and he gave it to us. He passed that on. So the Kis is Bris to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Bresham said that I'm going to give over that which is most dear to me, my desire to give to the Bria, and I'm going to give it over to you to control it. And that was the Kis's Bris to it. That's the Kis's Bris to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the Bresham says, Hayul Cholaz Reini, you know, I need help. I need your help. I need you as the human being, as you as the representative of Klal Yisrael. I need your help. And the Bresham can be Mispalo, and that will be and do through his process of doing the Torah mitzvahs, of davening, etc., giving, he will allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to give more hashpah. You find this idea of the Yishmael Beni Barcheni. The Mor says in Brachas that the Yishmael Kohen Gadol went into the Kadosh Kadosh, and he saw the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah said to him, Yishmael Beni Barcheni, give me a bracha. He wrote some of that your midas rachim should overcome your midas adin. Again, it's like a funny Gemara. We give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the same concept. Okay. So then the last member of Rishum Levi is about Chet Egel. Bamer Rishum Levi. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was boishesh, which is usually translated he was tarrying, he wasn't coming on time. But he thought, "Don't think of boishesh, ela ba'u sheish." The sixth hour came. What's that about? B'shosh ala Moshe, the Marim Amar lehem the Yisrael l'sefer boim yom etchilas sheish ani bo. I'll come back at the end of 40 days, beginning of the sixth hour. So the Sultan came and confused everything. So he said, "Amar lehem, Moshe Rabchem, Heichen Hu? Where's Moshe, your Rebbe?" Amar lehem, all of the Morim. He went up to the Morim. Amar lehem, Bo Sheish. So it's sixth hour came. He didn't come back. Lishkicholav. They ignored the Sultan. Mace, he said, told him that he died. They ignored him. Herlum the Mus Mitosoi. Then he showed Klal Yisrael and this form that they saw in the Shemayim, which looked like the Mita, Moshe was lying on a Mita dead. And that's Vanus Kamalei the Aaron, Kizem Moshe Ho'ish. So they could point to it, and that's what they were saying. Christ said to Moshe, to Aaron, that this Moshe is we don't know what's with him. So that was when Christ was already able to be convinced to do the Chet Egel. Okay, Zak Rashi. Kershik Shorim, Kershik Hisorim, the second the narrow line. Again, Hanach the Minim Preper Kabbona, Tagah the Kuf, Lagabi Reish, says the Kershik Shorim, so it's referred, A, you know, Bechain Shatnas Gates, Shin Chalois Gimel Zayunim, There's three little zayins at the top of your three, what we call them tagim. Top of the letters shatnas, those seven letters get tagim. Besides that, the more you use a lashon tagim, the kuf, lagabi resh. The kuf faces towards the resh, but the resh faces away from the kuf. So use the lashon tag, which is like the top point of it, or the end of it. Because the more we'll get to the more you have to think more about it. Goes to all the loisias, darshing why all the loisias look the way they do. It's also besides the fact that it's interesting. I got to think more. It's actually brought down by the base Yosef in Simulam above. A lot of the lochas I learned out from Surah Oisias, I learned out from that Gemara. So, like, the meaning of the God of the Gemara. Has can read on the Morse says Reish Hazayin Nimtach Liyamin with a small the Gagoy Mahat. So the you take the top of the Zion and you extend it a little bit, you nimtach, you stretch it out a little bit on the right side, a little bit on the left side, and that's your tagim, the one in the middle. Chen Rosh HaShin, Hasmoli, the left head of the shin, there's three heads to a shin, so the left head of the shin you extend it, that's where you put the tagim of the shatnas gates. Wherever you have any one of these seven letters, that's what you do with them. Ein shalom, ein derech liten shalom. You don't give a blessing of peace. Beircha b'mkamcha, in your place. So he said, can Abed give to his master? Lazreni, you should have helped me. Larmer, what should you say? Titzlach malachtecha, hatzlocha. You should tell the Bereshim, he should have hatzlocha. So Rashi Miyad doesn't mean immediately, means the next time he had an opportunity to do that, when he came up, she said, Baton Yidun Lakar Hashem. Okay. Boa Sotan, who Yetzahara, Hamachti Sotan, the Sotan is the Yetzahara also, who Oilo Mastin, Be Oimer, then he goes up to Shemayim and he accuses. Umastin. Now, for Omer, the Humidus Adin ain't Hogamana. Those who say that the Sultan is the Midas Adin, that I find is incorrect. Midas Adin is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's on Hog of how he decides something. It's not the Sultan. Shalom Moshe Lahar, Omerlam, the Seif Mem Yom Ani Bo, the Seif Sheshos. I will come back at the end of 40 days. Within the first 6 hours of the day, Hamesur Mshasa Yom Shalaboy. I mean, a minyan haba. They understood that the day that he went up is one of the four. Is day one of the count. Whoever Mem Yom Shlemim Yom Belaila Imo. He said 40 full days. So for day number one, a night and a day. So day number one only had a day. He didn't have a night. He went up in Zayin Sivan. So, if you don't count seven of Sivan, day seven, and Sivan is a mole, so you have 23 days, full days in Sivan, from Ches to the end, with 23 days. And then you add 17 in Tammuz, and you'll have 40 days, including 40 days, including which will have a night and a day, including Yud Zayin, which he came down. That's a night and a part of the day. That's a full day. So what happened was, so on the 39th day, which they thought, if you count day Zayin, it'll be day 40. Yud Vav. His boss Satan, Vibra Beth Island, Vahar Demus Khoshek Rafela, Demus Anavarofel, Verbuvia, he made the world look dark. Larmer to say, Vare Mace, what to bring such darkness to the world, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace. Shekhar Bo Shesh, and furthermore, the sixth hour has come. Well, boy, he hasn't arrived. Okay. So that was what the Sultan took advantage of this mistake to cajole them into doing the Chet HaEgel. Now, so Rashi, Yesh Alor Mishla Toel V'Yom Hamu'unon Be'ikadim Chatzos Lach Chatzos. Maybe the mistake was the time of the day. That's not true. Shrei Lo Yorod Mersha Ad Yom HaMochor Shinem Rabayish Kim HaMochor Ros. They got up the next morning and they did the Egel and they danced around the Egel and then Moshe Rabbeinu came down. So there was this mistake already was the day before. Bo'osheish HaKom V'Lachem, the sixth hour which he made up with you that he's going to come, is coming, he's not come back. Tosis disagrees with the Rashi, because he brings the more numerous mashman that the Yom Aliyah did count in the Cheshbon. Tosis doesn't at the end tell you. So remember Rashi's point about you tell you Zion seems to be correct. You know, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually came down on Yom Yud-Zayin. So if you count Yom Zion as day one, so he came down a day late. So Tosfos doesn't address that, but Tosfos has problems with the Eretz Gemara, which are mashma that they did count. Oh, I'm sorry, Tosfos does address it. Tosfos says that the counts of days is days, day nights. So it had to be 40 full days. So you count Yom Zion as day one, then the night of Ches is night one. So if you do that, so Yud Vav Tammuz will be day 40, and Yud Zion Tammuz will be night 40. And it came down the next morning. That's the Cheshbon. So it was 40 full 24-hour periods. Okay. Amar luhum ahumer rabbanon the Rav Kahana. So this person asked, one of the Talmidim asked Rav Kahana, "Mi shmielucha mai har Sinai? Did you hear pshat? What's the reference to the name of? Why is it referred to as Har Sinai?" Amar lei har shenasu by nisim the Yisrael. So the lashon of Sinai is lashon of Nes. So he said back to him, Harni soy mi boilei. So they should put nun samach, not samach, nun, or sin nun. The sin and the samach are somewhat used interchangeably. Ela harsha nasa simen toiv li Yisrael. So he said, so har simenoi, simnoi. Mi boyle, so not Sinai, but Simnoi. Why are you dropping the mem? Amalei. So Rav Kahana said back to this Talmud, "My Tamer lo shchichas kamei de Rav Papa Rav Huna brei de Yeshua de me'ani begadatza. Why don't you go to Rav Papa Rav Huna brei de Yeshua?" That they are people which are more familiar with the Gadot than I am a Gadot, so why don't you go spend your time over there and they'll explain it to you. I don't have a good answer for you. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Dharmi Tavayu, now I'm not sure if this is sort of Kahana talking. They said over the following statement, or he actually went to Rav and Rav Huna to Yeshua, and they quoted that there was from the previous generation, actually,
Rapub was a Talmud of Rava.
He said, Rapub was a Talmud of Rava. So if he's quoting, go to Rapub, that was a contemporary, this Rav Kahana, there's two Rav Kahana, as it says. One was actually a first generation, a second generation of a Talmud of Rav. This is and Rav Chista was a Talmud of Rav also. And then Rav Chista, there's so Abai and Rebbe were fourth generation Amoroyim, the Rebbe was a fifth generation Amora, and these were second generation Amoroyim. So they're saying, you know, they're saying over a statement which there was a Masara of a statement from them from three generations back. I think pretty sure my math is right on that. My Har Sinai, the Amri Tavah, they both say My Har Sinai. Har Shagur the Sinai La'akum Olav. That this is the mountain when Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, where a Sinai against the nations was placed over there. Rashi says that the Bereshim was upset because the other nations refused the Torah. So Bereshim developed a Sinai, as it were, to the nations for that what they did or they didn't do. V'hanu d'amar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina Heishemes Yesh Loi Har Sinai is referred to with five different names. It's referred to as Midbar Tzin. It's referred to Midbar Tzin because Shenitztavu Yisrael Olav, Klaisel was got a command over there. Listen, that's the Tzadi. And it's called Midbar Kodesh. Shenitz Kachi Yisrael Olav, Klaisel became holy there. Midbar Kodemos Shenitz Tara Kaduma Olav. It was the Kedumah of the Torah, which has been around for many generations. That which was from before is given there. Midbar Paron, Sheparu, V'Rabu Aleil Yisrael. This was the source of Klaisel's Priya V'Rivya. Rashi says, I don't know that there was that Klaisel. Everybody was echad to have male children at that point in time. Midbar Sinai Shuyard the Sinai Lakam Olav. Well, Mashmoy, its real name is Chareb. So besides its real name Chareb, it has five other names. Chareb Shmo. Think of the Ravo. The Ravo Har Sinai Shmoy. Har Chareb Shuyard the Churba Lakam Olav. So he says the opposite. Har Sinai was the correct name, and Chareb was that there was a element of Churban, the destruction of the nations. But the fact that they refuse the Torah means that eventually no nation is going to just be maintained. It's going to go through a process of destruction because they don't have the eternity of Torah.
Well, there's a pshat that Sinai is Lashem Sinai, but a Sinai that anti-Semitism.
Right, so some do learn like that, but Rashi is not learning like that. It's your Rashi. Sinai la'akum, shaloi kiblu boi Torah. So there's a complaint against the... against them in Shepar Vodavu. Yechol Echad Nisar Be'ish Tei Zocher B'mitzvah Shubba Lechem Aleichem Shabbos. When they went back home, each woman was they from that mice, they all became pregnant, and they all became pregnant with a male child. V'lo Yadana Hecher Mizamat. I don't know if there's any place where this is hinted to in the Chumash, such an idea. There's a Gideon Ashas on the side. I think I pointed out to you before that Rashi is Lo Yudana. So on the side, he said, tells you, look at Brachas Chafeim and Beis in Rashi over there.
Rashi over there says he doesn't
know something. And there, Rav Kivager makes a list of all the places in Shas where Rashi says he didn't know something. Rashi makes a full list. I mean, you have to be Rav Kivager to pull that out, right? You know, but he makes a list of all the places in Shas where Rashi, and then everywhere else in Shas, he always sends you back to look over there in Brachas Chafei, where he made that list. All the places in Shas where Rashi says he doesn't know. I think it's for, you know, like, give us hope, you know.
Do you remember what the number of our clocks said?
It's about 20-something places. like, you know, it's a tremendous statement of how much he didn't know. The same much, you know, if he tells you 20 times he didn't know, like, you know, what he didn't know, you know, just it's hard for our minds are, it's hard to for our mind to grasp Rashi, you know. It's just, you know, we learn Gemara, we have Rashi, you know. commands on the Gemara without Rashi. You know, it's just my Rashi of Isaac Osman has a Shas, one volume Shas. It's just Gemara. There's no Rashi in it. And he used to chaz over Gemara from that Gemara. You know, if you learn enough times, you know you're familiar. And he would just, you know, he would like a Seder. He used to, like, you know. And just roll through pages of this one volume Shas. There's no Rashi in it. And I remember, like, what? No, it's just big pages, you know. What?
I was just thinking, because some people have a visual memory, and they know
right.
The top or the bottom, the right or the left.
Right.
You know, but some, an addition like that, it's totally disconnected.
Yeah. And he would just roll through pages of it. You know, and one page of it, you had, you know, 15 blot of Gemara, sometimes. And I remember looking at it one time, just saying, like, you know, this is what it looked like before Rashi.
Were there no pre-Rashi, some...
Rebbeinu Gershom...
Proto-Rashi...
I mean, the Rav Nissim going, you know, you have on the side over here, the Ben Gershom, there were, you know, different masechtas that had something on it, but nothing, anything, there's nothing near the scope of Rashi. Ben Chananel was the most, and I'm not sure if Rashi had the Ben Chananel. I don't think he had it, because he never quotes him. Maybe one time he quotes him. There was a Sefer Oruch, I mean, there were things written beforehand. There's a Sefer, Rashi quotes the Oruch a few places. And Oruch wrote a lexicon, and in the lexicon, he explains some Gemaras, etc. You know, Rashi refers to them a few places, but a direct pirush on the Gemara, nothing near the scope of Rashi. That I can't tell you, but I mean, within that much you see, I mean, within generations for sure, you know, the lashon of the Rishonim about Rashi was Rabbeinu. You know, the Ritua says Kosher Kosev Rabbeinu. You know, he wasn't, you know, Rabbeinu HaRo'ah, he says the Rebbe the Ro'ah, and Rabbeinu means Rashi. You know, the Ritua was only three generations four generations later already, and that was like the lashon that the Rishonim were using. I mean, the Ramban already quotes him, and the other ones quote him. But and then obviously the Balei Tosfos, you know, that was his mishpacha, basically, you know, they, you know, Rashi's out there. Bechayev already, they recognized Rashi was. I mean, I can't tell you they recognized the way we recognize. You know, we said without Rashi, where are we? You know, but Rashi was Rashi. Tosfos has a lot of problems over here with this. The Midbar Tzin wasn't Midbar Purim. He brings the Pesukim, etc. And I was trying to figure out exactly how this Gemara works. So Tosfos says at the end there was a very large Midbar, and this large Midbar, so different things took place in different places. That was clear, but the name of the Midbar could be, so some of the names were generic for the whole Midbar, and that's. That's his way. The name of the Midbar, these names, even though they were given and mentioned in the Torah regards to something which took place in corner X, as opposed to corner Y, the names really were for the whole Midbar as a unit. Okay, I'll hold it here.